Hi everyone, I'm Oliver Berquez and welcome to the Brain, Born and Business Advice Cast Series. It's a short, sharp podcast which is no more than 15 minutes long where we're going to focus on fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, health, mindset and performance. It's going to be a practical podcast which is going to give you some takeaways, things that you can implement into your lives on a daily basis to get you performing better, feel healthier, and much more productive. So hopefully you'll get lots of take-homes from the podcast episodes, and the episode is coming up now. Hope you enjoy it. Hi everyone, just before I start the Advice Cast episode, this will be the last one of 2019, and it's episode 24, I think, now. So just want to say to everyone that's listened since I launched the podcast in August, absolutely fantastic, and thank you so much. You had over 3,500 subscribers, downloads now, and I'm absolutely chuffed with that, and so pleased that being able to offer value to people. So yes, the last one for 2019. Hope you had a great Christmas. Wishing you all a happy and prosperous 2020. The episode I'm about to release now, or talk about now, is just around scary goals. And it just occurred to me when I finished my run for the London Marathon, or training, I just finished a training run for it, that I thought I'd share with you just something around realistic and scary goals. So yeah, that's that, guys. As always, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Anything you find valuable in the episode, drop me a message, Oliver Berquez on all social platforms, or an email, oliver@4dfit.co.uk. Episode coming up now, and have an amazing New Year's Eve, and wishing you the best of success in 2020. Hey, podcast community, Oliver here. Welcome back to another episode of the Brain, Brawn and Business Advice Cast series. This is number 4, and it's about setting realistic and a scary goal. And with 2020 upon us, I think it was quite a good one. And also, it's a follow-up from my last episode when I discussed a 5-step process for achieving your goals. And that was, last week I released that, and just a simple process that you can follow to achieve the goals. But the reason I think about sort of having a realistic goal and a scary goal is because it's just that accountability. It's giving you something that you've got to work towards, and it gives you something that's going to take you out of your comfort zone. So setting a realistic goal, and first of all, I think you should break your goals down to 3. It should be personal goals, business goals, and financial goals. But once you've set that, then it's basically, breaking them down. You want a realistic goal, something that you definitely need to achieve next year within your goals. That's something that's really important. It's a realistic goal, something that's important to you that you know you can achieve, you definitely need to achieve. Then it's looking at a scary goal. And a scary goal is like an ultimate goal, something that's so challenging, it scares you. You know it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. You know that to achieve it, it's going to require huge effort, application, commitment. But if you do achieve it, it will give you a phenomenal sense of achievement. It's like the ultimate goal. And having something like that, I think, just gives you accountability. It gives you real purpose. It makes you feel alive. It gives you a hunger and a desire to, can you get there? Can you strive for something that actually is a bit beyond you? But you know that nothing's impossible, but it's a real huge step, but something that actually, you know what, I've got this, I'm going to give it a go. So that's how I look at a scary goal. I'm just doing this basically. I've just finished and the reason I'm releasing this episode is because I've just finished a run for my London Marathon training, week 4. And I think what was important when I just finished the run and sharing this with you is relating it to my personal goals. So for me next year, I'm going to run the London Marathon. That's a realistic goal. That's something I definitely know I am going to achieve. And it's set out. I've got my plan in place, and I've got my little mini milestones, and I've broken down all of my training. So going back to the 5-step process I spoke about. So structured training where, I'm just going to follow that process. Simple steps to get to the London Marathon. And that's a realistic goal for me. I can't share what my scary goal is in relation to a personal goal, but because I haven't been accepted for it yet, but it's going to be a world record attempt. Now, the world record attempt, if I get accepted, it'll be relevant to the training I'm doing for the London Marathon. So it's sort of a productivity hack by being able to train for that. I'm training for this also, but it is extremely, well, it's a world record. So anything world record you're trying to beat is going to be a challenge. Now, if I don't get accepted to it, it doesn't matter in terms of, and the reason I'm telling you is because, if I don't get accepted, it's irrelevant. But the purpose of sharing this with you is I have this world record attempt in mind, and it's a scary goal, and it's something that's going to take me out of my comfort zone. It's something that's going to require so much of me to achieve it. It's a bit of an ultimate goal, but having that in that mind is getting that fire in my belly. It's sort of getting the, it's getting me excited and nervous and anxious and scary all into one, but using all of those emotions in a really positive way, that if I get accepted to it, then the training starts, then for me, it's like, yeah, I've got to dig in. I'm going to work hard. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be challenging. It's not going to be easy. Some days I'm not going to want to do it. Some days it's going to, just put me off course. But it's that scary, that ultimate goal, and it will keep you hungry and it'll keep you driving on. And it will make you go above and beyond. So that's basically it, guys. It's a little short episode here. It's the last one of 2019 for me. And yeah, just to summarise. So whatever you're doing, personal, business, financial goals, set realistic goals, goals that you know you need to achieve, but set that scary goal, that goal that is going to take you out of your comfort zone, something that is a bit beyond you or beyond you, that you're going to have to really dig in. You're going to have to get uncomfortable, but it's going to give you some hunger and drive to want to try and achieve it. And then the sense of satisfaction when you do is great. So yeah, that's it, guys. Think about realistic goals. Think about scary goals. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. If you enjoyed the episode, then please, please share it with anyone else you think that might get value. And if you can leave us a 5-star review, that would be great. It will just help us to reach more people with the podcast. If you want to get the episodes as soon as they're released, then just subscribe to the podcast. And as soon as they get released, you'll get a notification on the podcast platform you use. Once again, thanks to everyone for listening. And if you want to get in touch with me at any time, then just drop me a message on LinkedIn, Oliver Berquez. Be great to connect and have a chat with you.